Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 84 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Boeing's CEO will testify today before a Senate committee about the recent dangerous incidents on its planes. It comes as another whistleblower comes forward accusing Boeing of using defective parts. Here's ABC's Sam Sweeney.
He works in a division that is in charge of parts that don't fit the aircraft or they are damaged and they are essentially put in a pile to be discarded or properly reviewed and possibly fixed. Well, what he is saying is that Boeing doesn't have the proper procedures in place and many of these parts that should have been discarded are actually put back on airplanes.
President Biden today expected to announce two new immigration policies, one of those involving work visas for so-called dreamers, the undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children who are now adults. And in the Hamptons, police in Sag Harbor confirmed pop star Justin Timberlake was arrested on suspected DWI last night. Police say he was allegedly failed to stop and stay in his lane while driving. This is ABC News. Police in Southern California making a massive organized retail theft bust, recovering more than $200,000 in Legos stolen from various retailers. ABC's Kena Whitworth has more.
A look inside the lucrative theft ring surrounding Lego.
Definitely a surprise to find that many Legos. I think it was over 3,000 Lego boxes.
The Los Angeles Police Department and the California Highway Patrol Organized Retail Crime Task Force investigating for 7 months, uncovering an organized operation.
If you find them in secondhand stores or if you find them being sold on the street, you might want to think twice before purchasing them.
A house full of high-priced and collector's items Lego, still in the box and ready for resale.
Some limited edition Legos can sell for thousands of dollars on the black market. Actor Ian McKellen in the hospital after falling off stage during a play in London. The 85-year-old who starred in The Lord of the Rings lost his footing. He's expected to make a full recovery, though. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, breezy, very warm, and humid conditions, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm by later afternoon, and a high of 89 with south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour and wind gusts at 30 miles per hour. Rain and storms likely late evening on tonight. Some could be heavy with a low of 68. And south to southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts around 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, but still humid. Scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high of 76. In Richland Center, we have southerly winds from 6 to 9 miles per hour, and it's 84 degrees.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. On sale, Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Hormel flavored pork tenderloins that are great for the grill. Pork ribs starting at $2.50 a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Tortino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, or buy 9 and get one free. Old Orchard frozen concentrate, apple, banana, and strawberry juice, $1.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Hey, property owners, are you tired of battling overgrown brush and trees on your land? Meet your solution. It's Kilroy Contracting, your experts in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all, from clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait. Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 84 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today, his first Wisconsin stop since he called Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Trump was only complaining about the last election.
That's where the comment came from, that Milwaukee is just terrible. What he was talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them.
Trump says he was referring to how Milwaukee handled the election in 2020. He's repeated lies that the election was stolen. Governor Tony Evers warns against a second term for Donald Trump. Monday, during a roundtable in Madison alongside Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Evers said a second Trump term would be detrimental to access to IVF, abortion, and contraception. Evers said it's clear where Trump stands on those issues. Whitmer said in the wake of the Dobbs decision repealing Roe v. Wade, a second Trump term would be far worse. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protesters during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Democratic Governor Tony Evers' partial veto, locking in a school funding increase for the next 400 years. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Litigation Center filed a lawsuit in April arguing the governor exceeded his authority. The plaintiffs asked the high court to strike down a veto without waiting for the case to go through lower courts. The court issued an order Monday saying it would take the case. The justices didn't elaborate beyond setting a briefing schedule. At issue is a partial veto Evers made in the state budget in July 2023 that increased revenue public schools can raise per student by $325 until 2024-25. Work on the federal farm bill forges on. Family farm advocates want cuts in subsidies to large factory farms. Small family farms want more help from Washington for conservation programs. Barb Kalba runs a small farm in Iowa.
Things like filter strips along streams and rivers, which helps with erosion and also helps with nitrates and other pollutants entering the water.
She says large factory farms currently benefit from a double standard.
Industrial scale factory farms, even though they're industrial scale, they do not have to go by industrial standards. They go by ag standards. And that's why we have the problem with pollution that we have. That should be addressed in the farm bill.
Factory farm operators maintain they're always looking for cleaner, safer ways to do business. Madison exploring the idea of a safe-use drug site. They're essentially areas with nurses and social services available where people can use illicit drugs under the supervision of medical staff. Those staff members are ready to counteract overdoses in the moment. Public Health Madison in Dane County has hired a consultant to explore the idea. In similar sites in New York, they saved more than 1,000 lives in just 3 months. Instead of only offering services to those getting sober, advocates say this allows people to stay alive to someday get to sobriety. Meanwhile, detractors claim it encourages drug use. Multiple Wisconsin animal shelters are calling on you to get your cat spayed and neutered. Spring and summer are commonly known as kitten season because so many kittens are brought into shelters either as strays or from unexpected litters from unfixed pets. Langlade County Shelter has 70 cats in the building, and all of their foster homes are full of kittens. Dane County Humane Society is offering reduced fees on cat adoption to help make room in their shelter. A man who brought guns to the state capitol has pleaded guilty. 44-year-old Joshua Pleasnik showed up at the capitol not once but twice last October, both times looking to talk to Governor Tony Evers and both times armed with firearms. Pleasnik initially appeared outside the governor's office. He had a handgun and told Capitol Police he wanted to speak with Evers. Pleasnik was arrested but posted bail and hours later was outside the now-closed building, this time with an assault rifle. Last week, he was sentenced to 30 days in the Dane County Jail after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of carrying a firearm in a public building. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office is looking for the persons responsible for breaking into a residence along Old Highway 56 Road, Rural Viola, in the town of Liberty. A large amount of cash was reported stolen on June 8th. Please contact the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 with any information or call Vernon County Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477, and you could be eligible for a reward up to $3,000. You do not have to give your name. You can also submit an online tip at p3tips.com. Police in Madison are investigating an armed robbery at a Walmart. The incident happened Saturday night on the west side. A clerk told police that a man approached their register and pulled out a handgun. They handed over money as ordered, and the man fled the scene. No one was injured, and no customers were harmed or threatened. No arrests have been made. Vigorous efforts to combat unemployment insurance fraud have intensified in recent years. Department of Workforce Development Secretary Amy Pacechek shared with members of the department's Unemployment Insurance Advisory Council. She said over the past 5 years, more than 30 program integrity projects and activities have been adopted, expanded, and initiated to strengthen the UI program. She added the department's strong collection program also recovers a considerable portion of overpayments when they do occur. In addition to joining the National Association of State Workforce Agencies Integrity Data Hub in 2022, expansion and enhancement of the state's fraud prevention and integrity efforts has involved authorization security questions, enhanced identity proofing, financial investigative technology, LexisNexis fraud detection and data assessment, new fraud scans, work search audit enhancement, and workers' compensation cross-matching. During 2023, efforts led to more than 2,300 identity theft investigations, more than 700 worker misclassification field investigations, and more than 1,900 worker misclassification tax audits. In 2023, Wisconsin recovered $32.8 million in total overpayments. Wisconsin pioneered the nation's first UI system in 1932, and today the system continues to promote economic stability while supporting an exemplary workforce. Unemployment insurance benefits, funded by employer contributions, provide temporary economic assistance to Wisconsin's eligible workers during times of unemployment. The COVID-19 pandemic drove the creation of six federal UI programs and a record volume of claims and benefit payments. From March 15, 2020 through the end of 2021, $7.8 billion in UI benefits was paid to approximately 677,000 claimants. Of those payments, 70% were from federal programs and 30% were from the Wisconsin UI program. As the impact of the pandemic diminished in 2023, Wisconsin's historic economic recovery reduced regular benefit payments to $337.6 million, with 0.46% of payments identified as fraud overpayments. The positive economic momentum has continued into 2024, with Wisconsin achieving record highs of nearly 3.5 million in total employment and nearly 3.4 million in total non-farm jobs in February, as well as a near-record low unemployment rate of 2.9% in April. Don't trust anyone to do the job if your driveway needs paving or repairs. BBB Scam Tracker has numerous reports of unscrupulous contractors who trick homeowners with supposedly good deals on driveway paving and repairs. Homeowners end up with shoddy pavement or nothing at all to show for what they paid and, in some cases, have lost over $8,000. Be wary of unsolicited offers. Most scams involving contractors begin when a random contractor goes out of their way to offer you an estimate that was never requested. Be extra cautious if the estimate is discounted. Research companies and contractors before you hire. Before you agree to hire a contractor and make payments, start with BBB.org. A simple internet search often reveals companies or individuals involved in fraudulent activities or provided unsatisfactory work to previous clients. Ask for an estimate in writing before payment is even discussed. Don't let a contractor start working on a project until a written, signed contract outlining start and complete dates, a detailed description of the work, material cost, payment arrangements, and warranty information is provided. Stagger payments. Most contractors will require a percentage of the total price up front, but it should never be the full price before the work has begun. Instead, agree to stagger payments so that work can be inspected at various project stages. Use safe payment methods. Paying with a credit card provides peace of mind since the credit card company will help you if the company is fraudulent. If you use a check, write it to a company, not an individual. Paying cash or using an electronic wallet app is risky since there is no way to stop the payment or get some money back if anything goes wrong. For more information, search BBB.org. If you suspect you have fallen for a contractor scam, report it to BBB.org/scamtracker. It's currently a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Today is Wisconsin Lightning Safety Awareness Day. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA. Helping you build a better
life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right. It's 84 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. Thunderstorms can develop quickly, and knowing what to do and where to go can help you avoid dangerous lightning strikes. According to the National Lightning Safety Council, 14 people were killed by lightning in the United States and its territories in 2023. At least one person was killed by a lightning strike in the U.S. so far this year. Since 2003, there have been 10 lightning-related deaths in Wisconsin. There were none reported in the state last year. Today is Wisconsin Lightning Safety Awareness Day, and Ready Wisconsin encourages you to learn how to protect yourself while spending time outdoors. During a thunderstorm, the safest place to seek shelter is inside a sturdy, enclosed structure, such as a house. Get out of open areas and stay away from bodies of water, such as lakes or rivers. Never take cover under a tree. If you are inside a vehicle, avoid touching metal surfaces. When planning outdoor activities during the summer months, pay attention to the forecast for your area. If there are thunderstorms, plan for what you will do if lightning is spotted in the area. Know where you can seek shelter nearby or if you will have to leave because no shelter is available. Even while indoors, you should take steps to protect yourself during a thunderstorm. Avoid contact with anything connected to an electrical outlet, along with water or plumbing. Stay away from windows and doors. Wait at least 30 minutes after you hear the last thunder before heading back outdoors. If a person is struck by lightning, immediately dial 911. Start CPR if you are trained and certified. Do not be afraid to touch the victim. The human body does not hold an electrical charge. For more tips on lightning safety, head to readywisconsin.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to help native pollinators during Pollinator Week this week and throughout the rest of the summer and fall. A pollinator is any animal that visits flowering plants and transfers pollen from flower to flower, which helps plants grow fruits and seeds. Most of Wisconsin's pollinators are insects like bees, butterflies, and moths. Wisconsin's pollinators also include hummingbirds and some beetles and flies. In addition to supporting rare pollinators, flowering plants provide food to common pollinators, other insects, people, and wildlife. They also support healthy ecosystems that clean the air and stabilize soil. Despite the importance of native pollinators, many are facing population declines. Here are some ways you can help pollinators. Plant native plants and trees. Early blooming trees are an important food source for bumblebee queens emerging from hibernation and many other insects, which in turn provide food for birds and bats. Flowers that bloom throughout the growing season, like columbine, bee balm, and goldenrod, fill your garden with colors for months while providing food to pollinators. Familiarize yourself with and plant native host plants for butterfly larvae that work with the sun and soil in your yard. Many butterflies depend on specific plants for their life cycles, like common milkweed, violets or dill, fennel, and parsley.
Provide water and shelter. Pollinators need water to drink and safe places to rest. Avoid bad weather and spend the winter. You can maintain brush and leaf piles, avoid trimming hollow-stemmed plants through the winter, and provide water such as a bird bath. Maintain a yard free from pesticides and herbicides. Insecticides can harm or kill pollinators, and herbicides can kill the plants they need to survive. World Blood Donor Day was last Friday. The American Red Cross stresses that blood and platelet donors are critically needed to combat a drastic shortfall in donations over the last several weeks. Donors of all blood types are needed, especially those with type O blood and donors giving platelets. Record-breaking summer travel and severe weather conditions are expected to persist all season long, which may prevent donors from being able to give. When fewer people donate, less blood is available for hospital patients. Make a blood or platelet donation a priority this summer. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. A blood drive is being held today until 5:30 in Muscadet at St. John's Gym. A blood drive will also be held Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Rescue Squad building in Mineral Point. You are invited to Frank's Hill to observe the setting sun on the summer solstice, which marks the most daylight between sunrise and sunset in the calendar year. The official start of summer will occur at 3:51 Thursday afternoon, June 20th. Weather permitting, the Three Eagles Foundation will provide a guided tour and a campfire for sharing stories in the evening. Participants are encouraged to arrive by 7:30 to have time to walk around the mounds and should be there by 8 to enjoy the sunset. Those attending the event should bring chairs or blankets, insect repellent, and their own food and beverages. Also, feel free to bring a telescope or good set of binoculars for stargazing following the sunset and a camera. Persons unable to attend the solstice event are welcome to visit the site at another time. Frank's Hill is located outside of Muscadet on Highway 193. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and walk to the top of the hill. For questions regarding the event, contact Mark Cupp at 608-739-2179. More information on Frank's Hill may be found at the Three Eagles Foundation website or by visiting the Foundation's Facebook page. The Richland Hospital and Clinic celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. As part of the centennial celebration, TRHC will sponsor 3 days of free admission at the Woodman Aquatic Center and a free 5K run walk on September 15th to thank community members and encourage a healthy, active lifestyle. The Richland Hospital Foundation is co-sponsoring the free admission days at the Woodman Aquatic Center on Friday, June 21st, Saturday, July 20th, and Friday, August 16th. The centennial celebration will take place at the Killian Meyer Building at Crosscut Park on Sunday, September 15th. The 5K run walk will begin at 10. Community members are encouraged to participate free of charge and to gather in the park after the race for food, refreshments, cake, lawn games, and music. This is a rain or shine event. Registration for the 5K will be required and opens on July 15th via the hospital website at richlandhospital.com. An RSVP for the after-race celebration is not required. The SSM Health St. Clair Foundation is hosting its 10th annual Trap Shoot fundraiser Saturday. Funds raised will support the hospital's greatest equipment or program needs, ensuring that caregivers have access to the best equipment and technology to care for the community now and into the future. The merchandise shoot will be held at Circus City Sportsman's Club, located off of Highway A, Rural Baraboo. The event starts at 10 with lunch at noon, and the Annie Oakley shoot will take place at 1. Shooting will continue throughout the afternoon, along with drawings for raffle prizes. Squads of 5 will take aim at 10 clay pigeons, and the winner of the round will choose a prize from a variety of merchandise. Event tickets are $20 and include 1 round of shooting and lunch. Additional rounds may be purchased for $5. Event attendees may also purchase raffle tickets for a general raffle or outdoor enthusiast raffle. The Outdoor Enthusiast Raffle provides an opportunity to win one of seven prizes, including a $500 gift certificate to Cabela's, a $300 and $100 gift certificate to Dick's Sporting Goods, a $300 gift certificate to Outlets at the Dells, to family memberships to Circus City Sportsman's Club, and 12 bird pheasant hunts at Cedar Valley Preserve, including a guide and dog. Tickets may be purchased the day of the event or at the Foundation office located in St. Clair Hospital. For more information regarding the Foundation or the Trap Shoot fundraiser, call 608-356-1449 or visit stclair.com/foundation. An evening with the cranes will be held Saturday from 4 to 7 at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. Enjoy food and refreshments while meeting local and regional staff and, of course, cranes. Tickets priced at $100 for members and $120 for non-members can be purchased online at savingcranes.org, then click on the Visit tab and then Events. The Juneteenth flag is raised in Milwaukee. Mayor Cavalier Johnson, Milwaukee's first black mayor, said at Monday's City Hall ceremony that if we don't know our history, then we'll be doomed to repeat that history. June 19th commemorates the emancipation of enslaved people following the Civil War. Milwaukee's Juneteenth celebrations are among the oldest in the nation. Today, the Juneteenth flag will also be raised over the Capitol in Madison. It's 85 degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Tired of your old, worn down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
It's 85 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Linda L. Sherd, 77 of Muscadet, died June 3rd. Graveside services with an American Legion Auxiliary Service will be held Wednesday at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday from 1 until 3. Linda Sherd is survived by her mother, Arbutus Schumacher, two sisters, Kathy and Tom Pulvermacher, and Pat and Ray Wilson. Special friend and neighbor, Kenda Tisdale, nieces and nephews, many great-nieces and great-nephews, and a great-great-niece. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. Leonora J. Lee Lover, 96, of Blue River, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at the Basswood Union Church, rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Lee Lover is survived by her brother, Audrey, and Mia Voss, and many nieces and nephews in her homeland of the Netherlands. Stepchildren, Chris and Bruce Cato of Kentucky, Kenneth and Sandy Lover Jr. of New Jersey, Jamma Lover of Texas, and Jeffrey Lover of Nevada. Several step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Leonora J. Lee Lover, 96, of Blue River. Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Daryl Mead is survived by his wife, Becky, two sons, Daryl and Ellen Mead Jr., and John and Lexi Mead, four grandchildren, his grandfather, Norman Mead, his mothers, Norma Smith and Bernice Floyd, his father, Reginald and Lori Robbins, his siblings, Ken and Ida Smith, Kurt Robbins, Cody and Raylin Robbins, Alicia and Jean Jones, Eleanor and Matt Mittelstadt, and Christina Almendinger, along with many aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. Daryl Eugene, Kickstand Mead Sr., 50, of Lone Rock. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley Rako is survived by two brothers, Roger Fox of Elk Grove, California, and Gary and Joanne Fuchs of Briggsville, niece and nephew, great nieces and nephews, and many extended family and friends. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday, July 28th at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon is survived by his wife, Janie, two birth sisters, Joyce Davis and Prudence August, an adoptive sister, Janelle Ward, adoptive brother, Jeff Cannon, adoptive parents, Leonard and Leela Joan Cannon, and several nieces and nephews. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dan and Sandy Kramer, Dan and Crystal Foley, Jason and Kelly Meese, and Richard and Dorothy Hackle. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we're seeing some rather humid conditions blowing across the region today with those dew points up in the 70s. Now, there's been enough cloud cover to keep those temperatures down just a touch, but we should still warm well into the 80s. And the combination of the warmth and the humidity pushing the heat index up into the 90s this afternoon, so please be careful with that. But the wind will certainly feel nice for cooling you just a bit. Now, we could see some spotty showers break out in western Wisconsin later this afternoon. A better chance, though, of more organized thunderstorms rolling in from Minnesota and Iowa late tonight with a cold front approaching. That system will be over us tomorrow, making it an unsettled day. And in fact, the unsettled weather will stick around right into the weekend, with the front stalling out just south of us by tomorrow evening, and then returning north Thursday into Friday as a warm front, so some very active weather continues across the upper Midwest. We'll have to keep an eye on the flood situation, of course, with a lot of streams running high and the ground saturated in many places across the region. Some scattered flooding can't be ruled out. Otherwise, we should catch a break for early next week. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Partly sunny, breezy, quite warm and humid. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm by late afternoon. Highs could reach up to 89 degrees with a south wind of 10 to 20, gusting up to 30. Rain and storms likely from late evening on. Some could be heavy, low 68. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, cooler, but still humid. Scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, high at 76. Southwest wind becoming northwest at 5 to 10. Thursday mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms scattered in the region. Low temperature 63, high of 80. Friday muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms expected, high 84. Saturday still humid with a 70% chance of thunderstorms that could be fairly widespread, heavy rain possible, high at 86. Sunday breezy and cooler, chance of a light shower, high 77. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 85 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 87, our low this morning was 75. Our highs so far today are current temperature of 85. The record high for this date was set in 1994 at 94 degrees. The record low 42 was set in 1940. Last year's high was 83 with a low of 56. Sunset tonight will be at 8:45 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, we have southeasterly winds at 3 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.84 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 85 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Advice for preventing tick-borne disease problems today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Summertime is tick time in many parts of the country, and we're sharing some advice for how to protect yourself and your livestock from disease-carrying ticks. Karen Cox is an extension agent with West Virginia University.
If you have pets or livestock, you need to be talking to your veterinarian about which tick prevention devices are best for your situation. Also, tick prevention practices include keeping your grass and weeds trimmed, clearing away random brush. And that can apply for yards as well as pasture fields.
Cox says if you've been exposed to tick habitat, be sure to look thoroughly for ticks once you're back indoors. And for those that carry Lyme disease, you don't want to wait long to check.
It's the little guys, the ones that are the size of a pinhead or a poppy seed, that are the most common ones to transfer the disease because people don't notice that they are attached until they've been on for their full feeding time and have transmitted the disease.
Cox shares another tip for preventing tick problems.
If you are wearing sunscreen and insect repellent, you cannot put them on at the same time or they will counteract each other and neither will work.
She suggests you put on sunscreen an hour before you apply a tick repellent. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit timslackauctionrealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
More wet weather is on the way. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The AgriVision Equipment Inventory Reduction Auction is June 28th, selling more than 150 lots of late model John Deere machinery. For more information, visit AgriVisionEquipAuction.com. Stormy weather is forecast for parts of the upper Midwest through early July. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources senior climatologist Kenny Blumenfeld says the Climate Prediction Center indicates the next 2 weeks will remain active.
Although possibly not as active as it has been. I think once we get past this week, there are some resurgences of wet conditions that show up in their models, but not necessarily a repeat of what we've had so far.
Blumenfeld says if the jet stream surges north into Canada, it should result in warm, dry conditions for the upper Midwest. The cattle industry is looking for any signs of herd expansion. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more.
Without the July cattle inventory report from the USDA, industry experts are taking a deeper look at the data that is provided for any indication that producers have started to retain breeding animals. University of Missouri Scott Brown says beef cow slaughter data will show signs of building, but he says the herd has shrunk significantly.
Normal movement out of the herd is going to result in less cows being slaughtered already. You know, we've got to talk about 20% reduction, I think, in some of these reports before we're going to start getting serious that maybe we're holding cows.
He tells Brownfield he's watching how much tighter cattle inventory gets.
Placement number will be big. And also what happens to on-feed inventory.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Food-grade corn is providing opportunities for farmers, and now farmers can utilize the latest in genetics. Brownfield's Jared White has the story.
The president and CEO of AgReliant Genetics, Brian Barker, says commodity end users are very selective of the corn that goes into their products.
They come back and say, hey, we're looking for these different nutritional profiles or performance characteristics in terms of how it bakes and how it fries up. Let's actually look at the output characteristics of the grain itself.
Chuck Hill, Specialty Products Manager, tells Brownfield the market for food-grade corn has expanded.
When I first started doing this 25 years ago, there was that connotation, well, if it's food grade, it's not going to yield as well. And maybe they didn't back then, but we've got that now. They yield every bit as well.
End users and farmers are learning about the latest in food grade corn genetics today at the 2024 AgriGold Specialty Products Conference near Champaign, Illinois. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The New Zealand government has announced plans to exclude agriculture from the country's emissions trading plan and explore other ways to reduce methane. Last week, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said the government is scrapping plans for the burp tax, which was set to begin next year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
What's better than a day on the golf course? How about a day at the golf course supporting Wisconsin soybean farmers? Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association as they host the inaugural Clean Fuels Soybean Classic in partnership with Clean Fuels Alliance America on Monday, July 29th at the Evansville Golf Club. For more information or to register a team, visit wisoybean.org/WSA. Support Clean Fuels and the Wisconsin Soybean Association during the inaugural WSA Clean Fuels Soybean Classic, July 29th in Evansville.
June is Dairy Month, so the folks at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui are offering some special deals just for you, the dairy farmer. Save 6% on the full line of Miraco Energy Free or Energy Efficient Waterers. Plus get $40 to $110 in rebates on each qualifying Miraco Waterer purchased. Choose from a variety of Mirafonts for cool, clean water, big spring models for large capacity use, or the little spring for versatility. June's also a great time to save on housing for your young stock. Take $75 off all portable hutches in stock purchased during June Dairy Month. Save today at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, your farm improvement headquarters since 1954.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is slow to develop. Bids have been elusive. Asking prices have yet to surface and will likely start off higher again this week. Show lists for the week are higher across all major feeding areas, and significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is higher at midday with good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 49 cents at $3.20.96. Select is $1.36 higher at $3.06.18. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steer calves were $10 to $20 higher. Yearling steers were $2 to $8 higher. Feeder heifer calves were $8 to $15 higher, and yearling heifers were steady. The USDA says supply was moderate with very good demand. Medium and large one feeder steer, 650 to 696 pounds, brought $275 to $298. Feeder steers, 850 to 877 pounds, brought $249.50 to $259. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 651 to 698 pounds, brought $245 to $268. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday, but moderate negotiated purchases. Business has been slow to get underway early this week as processors haven't been aggressive in their procurement efforts. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which are still running well above year-ago levels. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been a bright spot, and that's helping provide at least some price support. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $85 to $90 and a weighted average of $89.90. The Western Corn Belt also had a weighted average of $89.90. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $57 to $69. Barrows and gilts were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. And pork values were about steady at midday, up 4 cents at $98.98. Bellies, butts, hams, and ribs were higher, while picnics and loins were lower. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Soybeans and corn are mostly higher, cattle are lower, hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Signs focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition. It's why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company, Stein Hash Yield. Soybeans are mostly higher on oversold signal. Soybean crop rating slipped 2 percentage points. The trade continues to monitor weather throughout the soybean growing areas. July beans up 12 and three quarters at 1170 and a half. August beans up 9 3/4 at 1155 and three quarters. Corn is mostly higher on oversold signals. The good to excellent rating dropped 2 points to 72%. That's still a decent rating. Weather is a mixed bag moving forward, and the trade has taken note. July corn up 6 1/4 at 450. September corn up 5 3/4 at 455 and three quarters. The wheat complex is lower on fund and technical selling. Winter wheat harvest is now 27% complete. Traders continue to monitor weather in the U.S., the Black Sea region, and the EU. July wheat in Chicago down 7 1/4 at 584 1/4. September wheat down 6 1/4 at 601 3/4. In Kansas City, July wheat is down 3 1/2 at 602. In Minneapolis, July wheat down 3 1/2 at 635. Live and feeder cattle are lower ahead of the week's direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. Feeders have additional pressure from the higher moving corn. Show lists this week are higher across all major feeding areas. August live cattle down 50 at 182.30. October lives down 60 at 184.02. August feeder cattle down $1.27 at 260.05. Hogs are mixed adjusting spreads. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady at $66. July lean hogs down $1.05 at $94.32. August lean hogs down $40 at $91.47. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craft Made and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Vegetables are are great to consume in all forms. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. By eating the 5 recommended servings of vegetables every day, you get the vitamins, minerals, fiber, and antioxidants your body needs. Now, vegetables come fresh, they come frozen, and you can buy them in a can. Kelly Bristow, Global Nutrition Affairs Lead for Vegetables by Bayer, says consuming vegetables in any form is acceptable.
I think we get hung up oftentimes as a society around, well, if I can't eat it like this, then I just shouldn't be eating it at all. But the reality is we've got a lot of different forms that can fit into part of that healthy choice selection. And so whether fresh, canned, frozen, or dried, whatever works for your family, your availability, and your taste preferences, those are all things to take into consideration when making selections. And so thinking about what works for you, what flavors you enjoy, and just striving for that one extra serving can be a really great step.
And this may come as a surprise. Frozen vegetables can actually retain more nutrients than fresh vegetables that are picked early and shipped long distances. Freezing is also a great way to preserve fresh garden vegetables. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.